good evening. Welcome to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as we'll be joined a little bit later during the show by Shane and Joy Fredrickson. Shane, defensive back for the Northwest Missouri State football team, and Joy, strength coach at Northwest as well. But first of all, Rich, coming off a good win this past week down in Missouri Southern in Joplin, so a good way to head into this family weekend.
We had a good week. Talked about what the things were that we needed to do. We needed to start fast. We needed to overcome the conditions. We knew it was going to be hot going into it. We had talked about it all during the season. So it was good to see the kids come out, put their foot on the gas, and we really never looked back.
You know, you talked about overcoming the conditions there. I looked down to right a little bit before the starting lineups were being introduced on the field and everything, and the entire team, you had to kind of in the shade underneath the scoreboard on the south side there, just due to the having a little bit of bubble there, and it looked like you just found a cool place there.
Yeah, we were basically in a machine shed, and it was closed off minus a couple of overhead doors. And it was hot. It was hot in there. There was no air moving around. And so just to find some shade, and there was some breeze, I looked outside and I said, where's the biggest piece of shade I can find? So we improvised and adapted and ended up going out there, and it was a lot cooler than it was in the locker room. Locker room, so to speak.
Yeah.
It was some chairs and a bunch of heavy equipment and some water jugs is what we had in there.
Well, you really overcame overcome that very well. And I think one of the things that I haven't heard a lot about this week, talk about the 59 points, but pitching a shutout there, I imagine you have to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can do that as a defensive group, that's always special. It shows that we continued to play throughout four quarters, kept our foot on the gas, even when the twos got in, you know, and so that's always fun.
Now, as mentioned a little bit earlier, it's a family weekend coming up on the Northwest Missouri State campus. We'll bring Shane and Joy in here in just a little bit in our next segment. But, Rich, this is always kind of a fun weekend. You know you're going to have a full house at Bearcat Stadium, and it's been something you guys have really performed well through the years.
Yeah, you know, family day has always been special around this place, and we've played well, and hopefully we continue that trend. But, you know, we always try and make it special for the kids. Always try and personalize it. So, you know, we've talked for years, you know, going back a little bit about Scott and everything that kind of represented for a period of time. And still for us that, you know, he was obviously a big deal to me and always will be. But, you know, the current generation of kids didn't know Scott, didn't have a chance to play for him or understand, you know, the stories the way that you and I would. So we've kind of started to revert it to really more encapsulating their families and their why and why they do things. And so this year the homework assignment was for every guy on the team to pick a person that was important to them. Could be a family member, could be you know, a sibling, could be you know, a coach, could be a teacher, whomever it was, and pick that person out and give them a phone call and let them know. And, you know, I had them each write me a paragraph on how that whole thing went, and it was awesome. I read every single one of them, and there's so many neat little stories and details that came out of it, and a lot of talking points for me, for a lot of guys on the team during the week. And it just helps me to understand, you know, beyond the football player, beyond the student athlete, just a little bit about them and what makes them tick. And it was a good week.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's important too. Just all the amount of time you guys spend on the football field, just a way to kind of bring everything in and what the reason that they're around here as well.
Well, you know, and it's more than that, John. It's really about getting them to understand. I mean, when you start to get to be our age, you start to recognize that life is precious, right? And when they're the age that they're at, they're bulletproof, and so is everybody else for the rest of their lives. And, you know, I think you have to make time while you have time to go out and tell people the impact that they've had. And, you know, I think our kids got more out of it than the people that they called. And just to be able to interact, and I don't think our kids think about how much of a difference that makes to somebody else when you make that phone call and you say, hey, you made a difference in my life, and I'm better because you helped me along this journey. And it's something in the growth process I don't want them to forget.
All right. Sounds good there. And, again, coming up this weekend is a family weekend on the Northwest Missouri State campus. And we've got a couple brothers with us that we'll be bringing in here after this break, Shane and Joy Fredrickson. That's all coming up right after this as we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, as we talked about earlier, family weekend coming up this weekend when Emporia State comes to town on Saturday. And one of the things that has always been a part of Bearcat football is just the family that you talk about with the players coming together as a family as well. But look, through the years, you've been able to recruit players coming in, and then you see their brothers come into the program, and at times fathers maybe come through the program, and you're recruiting their son now. So it really truly is a family situation with Bearcat football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've had a ton of brother combinations over the years just in my time here. A lot of fathers and sons, and so it's just kind of a neat legacy.
And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have Shane Fredrickson, a defensive back for the Northwest football team, and Joey Fredrickson, his brother, who's with us here as well, who's with the strength coaching staff here at Northwest. And for both of you guys, it really goes back a little further than that, the way I understand it, too. I believe your grandfather came in and was an all-MIAA player back in the late 60s.
Yes, he was. He was a defensive back as well, so it does hold true to the standard.
Yeah, so you kind of had Bearcat in your blood all from the start.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Now, with Joy here, he took him a while to see the light to get to Northwest Missouri State, didn't it, Joy? You started off trying to play some football down at Missouri Southern?
Yeah, started at Missouri Southern and then ended up going to UCM.
Sorry about that.
So I like to say they were good experiences to get me where I wanted to be, which is here.
There you go.
I've always had Bearcat pride, even though I didn't go here, just how deep it ran in our family with both the grandparents, and then Dave Jansen, our uncle, and our aunt went here. So it's, yeah, I've always been a Bearcat at heart. I just had to find it.
for both of you, what's your first memories of Northwest Missouri State?
Oh, it dates back all the way to when I was a little kid, coming up watching games with my grandparents and running on the field after, tossing the ball around with all the kids that get to go on the field, seeing all the players, which I thought was awesome. And looking back on it, all these pictures of me just wearing a Bearcat hoodie at the tailgates when I was 5-6 years old, it's crazy that I'm here now, but it's a great experience.
You know what's more crazy is John Coffey was probably doing the play-by-play while you were there.
there is probably that. I know Jansen was around back in the day when he came through the program. I know that for sure. Joy, I imagine your memory's pretty similar to Shane's there.
Yeah, basically the exact same, because we would all come up as a family and watch the games, and then I remember looking at the players, and they were like trees compared to me because I was – man, I don't even know how old I was when the first time I came up here. And I'm sure the hoodies we got are still in circulation in the family.
Yeah,
those hand-me-downs went all the way down, probably still going. So, yeah, all good memories.
That's old pod then, if it was those, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, those have to be collector's items now.
Absolutely.
And, Shane, you're coming off, you've had a couple good years already, but starting off this season in a good shape as well. A big interception return for a touchdown last past weekend. Let's kind of take us through that.
That felt great. Obviously, getting in the end zone as a defensive back is rare, and it's a great experience to have. just staying on your man was really, we were in man coverage, just staying on the man. Quarterback made a bad decision, and I ended up catching it, and then they had, only had a lineman trying to track me down, so I outran him.
So it was a really close race.
Thankfully, I got him by a step or two, but, yeah, it always feels good just getting the balls in your hand as a DB, so hope to get more of these coming up.
Well, they've had five already, and I think, what, the current active leader in interceptions and tackles both right now. So they're really off to a great start at Northwest.
Yeah, they've got me involved, got involved early, which is great. It's been a great learning experience. I mean, and I'm still learning, still trying to execute at the highest level. So
when you're looking at a university to come and play college football, I've imagined Northwest was high on your list there.
Yeah, surprisingly, I didn't think much about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I've been there. I don't think they'll ever recruit me or yada, yada, yada. And they came in late in my senior year, and once I got up here, got the feel for it as a coming in as a player instead of just a fan watching, it hit me different, and I was like, this really can be my home. So I think just getting up here and seeing the football experience, getting to see the locker room, and knowing that I could be in that position rather than just sitting in the stands was really cool.
And, Rich, what are some of the things that you saw about Shane that wanted you to bring him into the program?
Well, obviously, and I don't like him being on the radio to hear this, but he was a good athlete. He was physical, flew around all over the field. But, you know, for us, a big piece of it is just, you know, how does he fit our culture? And he was a perfect fit in that sense. He's been a joy to coach. He constantly, you know, he's one of those kids that wants feedback. A lot of times in this generation, it gets more challenging to give feedback, and he's always willing to take it and understands with the context with which it comes, and he just has a burn to be better. And you know, he's had to step into a leadership position a little earlier than a lot of other guys, and in the position that he's in, and he's flourished in that role.
Now, Joy, from your playing career, again, going down to Missouri Southern, let's talk maybe about your position. It looks like a defensive back kind of runs in the family a little bit. What was your position then?
Yeah, so I was actually a linebacker back in my day. I guess I can say that now.
Back in your day.
So, yeah, we've had
– what was that, all about 6 years ago?
Something like that.
All right.
So we've had – in our family, it's been defensive backs the majority, and then – two of us were linebackers, so I guess the slow ones got to be linebackers and the faster ones got to be D-backs.
Well, and take us a little bit about your athletic journey and how you ended up coming to Northwest as a strength coach.
Yeah, so after I left MOSO and stopped playing football for good, I wanted to find ways to compete, so then I went on and did MMA and competed in that. And then the weight room was one thing that I always came to love with just playing football, and then being around the guys and having a family like we do have here was something I really missed. So going through school, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I realized that that's where it was taking me. And so being able to be here and see a team like they have is like my job's super easy because this is a player-led team. Like the weight room, we write the workouts down, they do everything. So, yeah, I think it's just great to be back in an environment where I can still have a little bit of that.
Now, are you a little tougher on Shane than maybe some of the other players coming through?
Absolutely. I make sure he works hard.
He tries to be, yeah.
And let's talk about your grandfather just a little bit, Mike Beach. I've heard some stories about him coming through the program from Vinny Vaccaro, among others, and just about how tough he was out there. What kind of stories do you hear from him?
Oh, man, not too many, actually. He doesn't talk too much about it. I really wish there was film of his games because everyone I talk to says he was – an amazing athlete, and I'm sure he was, but yeah, I haven't, not too many stories.
When Grandpa comes around me, he tells me, yeah, those guys back then, they weren't as fast, so if they beat me, I just grabbed them, and they didn't call it, so a little more iffy on the PI calls now, but he's like, just grab them, they won't notice.
Well, from my understanding, he racked up a few of those in his career there, but an all-MIAA performer, he obviously had the talent there to be, in 1969 in particular, an all-MIAA guy. Is he talking about getting that honor?
He keeps to himself pretty much about football. He gives me more tips than he talks about his journey himself. But I'm sure he was a great athlete. I mean, his kids are great athletes, so it's just Yeah, that's about it.
Now, on top of what you do on the football field, a little bit of landscaping deal you got going with Clayton Power.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Clayton Power.
Yep. It's Clayton Power, the businessman.
It's like the local Kevin Bacon. You've got to be 3 degrees removed from Clayton Power. So here we go.
Yeah, so me and Clayton, we roomed together freshman year. We both did some landscaping in high school, and we got together, and Clayton was like, yeah, we should just – start asking people around the community, see if we can help out mowing lawns, laying mulch, doing snow in the winters. And we ran with it after freshman year. Then we moved into a house and we started getting more equipment and started posting on like Facebook, Nextdoor, things like that. Just reach out to the community. And we've gotten great business from everybody in the community, and even reaching like St. Joe and Kansas City areas. Bearcat runs deep everywhere. So it's been a great experience. It's been a good summer job for us just because we make our own hours and we work when we want and we can still golf when we want, which is fun in the off season. But yeah, it's been a great experience and we'll still do it this upcoming season. So
now, have you brought Joey into the business here?
Actually, yes, Joey was up here this summer. So he tagged along with us when we needed some extra help, mainly just for the labor. But
hardest worker on the crew.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you've got Clayton, so you're one up already.
But I think you are right about the ability to kind of make your own hours with that type of job too. I did that growing up as well, so it's kind of a nice little gig you had going.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and in the trenches. We'll be back and talk more with the Fredericksons and Coach Wright right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show and In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Ripe, along with Shane and Joey Fredrickson here on the show here this evening. Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant. And Coach, let's just talk a little bit about Joy here and what he brings to the table as a strength coach and how important that aspect is of what you try to do on the field.
Yeah, you know, the neat thing about him, you know, he came in the summer and it just kind of – he's got one of those personalities that's infectious, and I think in order to be effective down in that room, you have to have that. And he was a guy that blended with the team right away. He's kind of a go-get-it guy. And, you know, I like high-intensity, high-driven people. And, you know, so he just fit our program perfectly. The guys love him. You know, and so he's not afraid to get on people's you-know-whats, which I like. You know, it's a tough separation because of his age. I think that's one of the most difficult things to do is that, you know, you're a little bit older, but yet you're not really older. And to create a sense of distinction between you and the athletes, and he's done a phenomenal job with that. And so just really pleased with what he's done since he's gotten here.
Yeah, and I know he does a nice job with that. He's been working me out a little bit as well, and so he can get on you a little bit. So
yeah, he can. He's not afraid to do that.
Yeah, he does a great job.
He doesn't do that to me yet.
Shane, just kind of talk about having your brother there as strength coach here and how that maybe helps or just the dynamics of things there.
I think it's just a really cool experience for him to be putting me through my workouts and then him getting to see, like, our grind and my grind and just, like, living through our growing up stage together kind of thing. We grew up together a couple years apart, and we've been side by side ever since. So him coming up here in Maryville and just seeing the grind and actually putting me through off-season workouts and summer workouts is just a really cool experience.
Hey, I got a quick question. All right, and sure. I do this with brothers all the time. Will this be okay?
Absolutely.
Who's tougher?
Definitely me. He's got a little more experience, but we'll see.
Now, see, I can always get the pot stirred. That's the only thing you have to throw out.
Well, I think that's kind of bold on Shane's part, too, since Joy's been doing some MMA stuff there, too. Yeah. So.
Shane threw it out there. Gauntlet's down. We'll have to clear the patio off after the radio show and find out.
We'll see what happens.
All right. And as far as football goes, it's, again, it runs deep in your family. I understand why you have another brother that's coming up through the ranks here.
Absolutely. He is a sophomore in high school. He goes to a private high school in Lee Summit, St. Michael's Academy. And, yeah, he's another good athlete. At least I'm going to say that because he's my brother. But, yeah, he's fast, probably faster than Shane was.
I don't know about that.
But, yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah,
he
so
might be.
Hopefully he can get up here too, and hopefully I'll still be here to put him through his workouts like I have been with Shane.
And, again, as you look ahead, Shane, toward the way things have started out for you this year, just having a heck of a season individually, and it looks like a lot of good things are happening right now as a team as well for you.
Yeah, definitely. I just think we just got to keep executing and everybody do their 111th. It really is a team sport. I mean, one guy can't make plays unless the other 10 guys on the field are doing their jobs. So we really just come together and keep getting better every week and just focusing on execution at a high level.
Well, Shane, one thing let's talk about, and I think we've had you on the noon show once as well about this, but you get away from the football field, let's talk academics and what you're looking to do there. Obviously, kind of a business person on the side right now with what you're doing, but just talk about maybe future goals down the line there.
Yeah, I'm a business management major. I'm finishing up my undergrad this fall, and then I'll start my master's program for my last year here. Me and Clayton have talked about keeping this landscaping thing going after college, but yeah, I'm definitely a business guy. I've had a couple ideas, like going into landscaping with Clayton or just getting into some type of business role, leadership role, just because of my experiences in business and also as a leader on the football field. So I think football and running my own business leads me to great success in that way. I'm not exactly sure what other than landscaping right now, but I'm gonna keep thinking about that as I go through my master's program.
How much of a help has it been with some of the classes you've had starting up your own business in the landscaping field, but the classwork, how has that helped you out any?
Yeah, I think it's just having those personal experiences, like customer relationships is talked about a lot, and we have it firsthand experience with that, dealing with customers all summer and making sure they're happy. So I think that's a big thing for us. And just having those experiences makes it easy to collaborate in class and talk about our own experiences.
I would think, too, this is something that Rich might talk about as well, but just from a time management standpoint of somebody starting their own business and things, the time management you have to spend in football between the game prep as far as film work, practice work, and everything, that those are type of things that really help out the athlete as they go into their careers after football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, during the season, there's a lot of structure to things for these guys. And so I do think having a schedule and having a routine and doing those things are things that they can carry beyond. But there's also a lot of things these guys do on their own in the summer, you know, whether it be 7-on-7, whether it be extra film work, doing some of those things. And I think they learn a lot on their own of how to keep their own schedule and how to manage other people. And you know, each one of the rooms, the position rooms that they're in. So Shane's obviously a leader in the DB room. And having to manage those different personalities and how to get the best out of them and how to get on people's tails when they, you know, that needs to happen. Those are all things that you learn playing college football. You know, no different than, you know, like what Joey's doing down in the weight room, too.
Now, we talked a little earlier about the summertime where you had a little, with your work and everything you guys were doing, still a little time to get out and play a little golf. Is that one of your favorite activities away from football?
Yeah, I really enjoy golf, and I know a lot of guys on the team like to get out there that summer. Mazinga is a great course, and they offer a summer pass, so there's guys getting up there when they can all summer when it's nice out, and just trying to get better at it. We're all athletes, and we're all really competitive, so we get competitive on the golf course as well.
If you ever want to see something entertaining, go out and see what Clayton Powers wears on a golf course. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying at all.
All right, well, what is his attire there?
It's a combination of Fuzzy Zeller, Arnold Palmer, Chichi Rodriguez. A little bit of Payne Stewart. He's got a little bit of that in him. You never know what he's going to show up to the golf course with.
Oh, my goodness. And for you two here, who's the better golfer between the two of you?
I'll have to give that one to Shane.
Thank you. Yeah, I was waiting for him to say it.
Yeah, I like to get out there and golf, even though I'm not the best at it. But that's part of it, yeah.
And away from all that, what are some of the other things that both of you like to do when you get an opportunity to relax a little bit?
One thing we like to do, and we've been doing it with our dad since we've been young, is fish. Unfortunately, we didn't do it at all this summer because we were working and golfing a lot, but that's one of the activities that can go back to when we were yay high as well as fishing. Really a big thing is just spending family time with each other. Just being up here with him is great because I have my brother here right by my side, which when I was down at school, it kind of sucked not seeing my family all the time. So being here made it way easier to just kind of transition from living at home to coming up here because he's here. So that's a big thing.
I'd imagine it's a lot easier on your parents as well, where they can come up and see both of you in one trip.
Absolutely, and that we're both out of the house.
Yeah, easier for them that way, too.
Yeah, they might like that best of all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant out on the patio, and we've been talking with Shane and Joey Fredrickson, along with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
In the Trenches on KXEV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G on the In the Trenches show with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, we talked about family weekend coming up. Emporia State's the opponent, and it should be a pretty good matchup coming up Saturday.
Yeah, they're a real good football team. I think Garen Higgins has always done a great job down there. He always has his teams well prepared. Offensively, they're a challenge with the way they distribute the football around. He's got a host of different threats. He always has a quarterback. You know, so we're going to have to play well. Defensively, they've really kind of evolved since my early days here. They played some four down early, then they switched to that 3-3 stack, and now they've kind of settled in on a little bit more of a 3-4 structure. But they're playing really good, solid team defense, and you know, so we're just going to have to execute on both sides of the football.
All right. Well, Rich, we'll talk to you before the game on Saturday, and look forward to a big afternoon against Emporia State.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, that is Rich Wright, along with our guests here tonight, and Shane and Joy Fredrickson. Don't forget, it's Northwest and Emporia State 1:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon. We'll be on there at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. And that'll do it for this week's show on In the Trenches. We'll be back here next Thursday for another edition of In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright.
KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.